Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Wake it up!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet.
This fat boy loves Hawaiian rolls. Package of ham that he'll eat whole. Because it doesn't have self-control. Yeah, fat boy loves Hawaiian rolls.
Look at that. That's pretty fast there, Dan.
I
took the picture the other morning of fat boy for breakfast eating a pack of ham on four Hawaiian rolls. And
you know
just
what?
Like that, Dan flips it into Bob Seger style.
Yep.
Tell you a little secret. I had the exact same thing this morning.
Did you really?
I still got some black F ham in the fridge I'm going to have for lunch.
Is that your new thing?
I don't know, man. It's a little tough to eat that in the morning. You just got to put six slices on it.
It'll make you sleepy with all the...
Oh, God, carbs.
No. Not really. But you got to have two this way, two that way, and then back the other way.
Yeah.
It's Mrs.
Then
you
hokey pokey. You have to. Okay, thanks for the update. And that was good, Dan. That was fantastic.
It was good. And I'm glad Fatboy's still eating a pack of ham and a pack of rolls. Did you say you got the Black Forest this time?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Oh, Dan's batting 250. Get it up there.
I'm trying to get you an endorsement with the Hawaiians
well,
and their rolls.
Can you imagine? He's our spokesperson. That would be great.
Let me say this. The fact that Fatboy is not doing some kind of endorsement for a food product or restaurant is, you don't want to be successful as a restaurant.
No.
Well, the fact that bariatric clinic turned me down.
Yeah. The ice cream sandwich at the grocery store is not that Fatboy. It's
no,
a different
one. Different. But it should be that one. Should be one and the same.
I mean, how fat you got to be to get accepted to a diet program?
Right. Did it bother you, Fatboy, that with the app that we will not mention anymore because it's now been linked to Mother Russia, that the app that made you look old, that you didn't look that much older?
Yeah, I know, man. It was a shock. Because I feel like my internal body
was
a lot older.
Well, yeah, well,
but the face held up nicely.
Like, you really did. Like, this stuff, the technology, again, I said it yesterday. I was like, how did this all just come to fruition overnight? You got the biggest celebrities in the world all deciding at the same time to do this old person app. And then I was like, this is this facial recognition thing. This is what they're doing. 5G, facial recognition. And then this morning, breaking news. Number one app in the world overnight linked to Russia.
And by that, you mean somebody realized it's a Russian developer. Which was not a secret nor hidden from
Whose
anyone.
Whose side are you on?
The side of sanity.
God. It's just weird. It's just weird that all of a sudden we just like, oh, we'll just... You imagine at the concentration camps, if they told them to take their own pictures
them
on the little cards.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing that.
If people cared, they would have gotten off Facebook when that was going on with all their privacy stuff.
But
they lose all their pictures then, Nine.
But nobody reads the fine print when you sign up for apps. You go through everything, you just...
That's the other thing. Everything's so digital, they'll just wipe you out. There's no pictures of you anymore. They'll facial recognition all the pictures that existed of you and just wipe them
There'll
out.
Be an AIU in place of you. Meanwhile, you'll be plugged into a wall somewhere generating power to run the AIU. It's the Matrix.
You know what sucks?
Mm.
This gives credence indirectly to the people who were too lazy to get the technology. They were like, I'm not using it. They're spying on you. I don't want it. When the real truth was, you don't want to adapt to learn how to use it.
Yeah.
You're referring to my mama when you say that. Because
bunch of people.
Well, she's the... I used to... I used to bust her chops so hard about putting a piece of tape over her webcam because she's like, hey, Mom, I feel like I'm sitting here playing. What was the game she used to play all the time?
Was it Mahjong?
No.
Mahjong?
Yes. Yes,
it was. Mahjong.
Mahjong, she called it. I'm trying to play Mahjong. I feel like somebody's sitting here watching me with that camera facing me. She put a piece of tape over it, and then what do you know? All the other stuff comes out.
She was on to something.
That's why you should always listen to your mama.
Okay, you too, Paige.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why didn't you pick her up the other day? I remember that story.
You want to talk about a real concern that people still haven't gotten on to?
This is a real concern to me.
I'm talking about like a real concern that people get taken advantage of all the time.
What? No.
No, hang on.
You trying to make me gag again?
No.
Anytime Nine pulls out his phone and says, hey, Matthew, want to see something?
I took a screenshot.
I feel like he's
this.
Like some guy who's going to open up his jacket and be naked.
Got my KISS tickets yesterday.
Damn.
You going to drive all the way to Charleston in August?
No.
And you freaking... That ain't yours. No. I see it now.
You see a guy posted it.
Oh, God.
And I screenshot
how many times, people?
Oh, my goodness.
That's just a screenshot off my Facebook. So, yeah, I got KISS tickets now. As long as I get to the North Charleston Coliseum before he does on that day.
Listen, over the course of the years with all these barcodings and stuff, we've said it humpteen times. I know you want to show off you get concert tickets, but there's a way to do it. Don't put the barcode on the internet.
No, you can get the seat and the row and all that on there without getting the barcode on there. Who it is and all that. But yeah,
there's the guy's tickets, both of them laid out side by side to show off.
Yeah.
And someone could just, they could already take that code, sell it digitally, and then when dude shows up, guess what? They're already here.
Yeah. The last year was
can you imagine?
One of the more recent times. I've done this several times, but last year there was Primus and Mastodon played up in Charlotte, and I went to that show. And I had an extra ticket, and P1 four-string villain, I was going to let him have it. But I was running a little bit later than he was getting up there.
Mm-hmm.
So I texted him the ticket, and he just scanned it was a paper ticket. He scanned it off his phone and went right in. If you take a picture of a ticket, you can't get in.
I stopped telling people. Because you would have, P1s win tickets, and they post pictures of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, cover that barcode, man.
Yeah, because it can get lifted right off there.
Yeah.
Because I almost took them.
Okay, here's a PSA once again. Share this with your friends, or if you don't like the people, don't share it with them. Don't put the barcode on there.
Yeah, these are $270 tickets each.
God. Oh, I wonder. Did you comment on there, or did you tell him? Send him a DM? No.
I need to send him a DM, I guess. Well, he ought to know by now. People ought to know this by now.
I wonder what how long, you don't have much of a window. Somebody could see it instantly just searching it and already take it.
And then be a verified resale, just like that. Yeah, because when I bought tickets to Kelly Clarkson for Mary, I bought them online, and they never sent me actual tickets. It was just on my phone. And then I was like, oh, man, because Aunt Brenda was taking her. I was like, oh, God. I'm going to give my mom my phone with my code. Mm-hmm. She could sit there and, Matthew, what's his picture, Or I would have to go scan it and then walk back to the car and leave. So I had to get Aunt Brenda to set up a Ticketmaster app on her phone. Also, Aunt Brenda's older than Mary. Remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And and then I had to get her to set it just to transfer the tickets to her.
Yeah.
They sell faster on the secondary market, too.
Oh, yeah.
Just the paper tickets. You can make money in like 10 minutes.
And now they're going to be able to. Eventually, you'll be able to just walk up. And then Elon Musk, the other thing, do you see that? He said in a year, he's going to release technology to connect your brain to the internet. Like he made that. And this is a guy who's a CEO of a publicly traded company. So if he says that he's saying that to his, stockholders.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got it. And in a year, going to connect the brain to the internet. I'm out. I won't do it.
I don't want to hack my brain. I don't want Russia to hack my brain.
You don't have to be a genius. You know how parents will give their kids their phones or whatever? I saw something recently. Somebody said that their five-year-old got their password to their phone and a password to something else, too. When they got the one, they got through the other. 5 years old.
I believe it.
Getting the password. That's a five-year-old hacker. That's five.
A five-year-old smarter than his mama.
Jesus.
Paige's dog Whiskey's going to hack her phone, take pictures of her concert tickets with the codes
on
there.
You know, it's Eva Sophia's going to do it. Whiskey's good.
Whiskey's the good one.
Yeah, although he might want to go because he, you know, he's pretty cool.
If this is the future, I don't like it.
No, I don't want any of that.
And I don't sound like an old, out-of-touch person, whoever's texting that in. I've seen enough movies to know. Like the Minority Report, I said that earlier. Tom Cruise, they're walking through, the things are scanning his face, and they're personalizing the ads on the street to him, calling him by name.
Mm-hmm.
That's not so freaking far-fetched.
We already got it.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. Like when you search something, you go into your social media, it's a sponsored ad.
I'm talking about he's walking down the street and the digital billboards are saying, hey, whatever his name was.
It's personalized to him, all of it.
Mm-hmm. Showing his picture of what he'd look like in that outfit.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And it's going to come to the artist, too. They'll look at you, hear your name, and paint it on the brick so fast. You'll see yourself up
there. I wonder sometimes if the mark of the beast is not the cell phone.
Probably is.
Because Whoa, my God.
Look what you started.
What did they always say at church, Mama? Mark of the beast was going to be in the palm of your hand that they would scan. Set down, phone. Get out of my hand. I don't like this.
Well, I don't go to church. I don't want to get creeped out.
Yeah. Well, but that was 35 years ago that stuff was being
good. That boy's funny.
That's an excuse. I mean, oh, it's creepy, dude.
I would say more so it's the mark of the beast is, I don't know, the internet, Wi-Fi, cell phones, all encompassing, all that, if you want to go that route.
Mm. All right, you've got a point because Elon Musk is working on hooking your brain directly into your computer so you can do that through your phone.
Hold on a minute.
I can play Tetris with my mind.
Yeah. Implanting chips. Help me in out, the Nine.
Deja vu.
Okay.
Deja vu.
Okay. I just said that a couple moments ago, and you just scared me, Paige, because I literally had just said that same thing.
Deja vu.
No, I know, but I mean, that is so scary that it's going into your brain. Not only will that hook in, and you're holding your hand, so everything that you're holding in your hand is connected to your brain.
What side is my heart on? I need which side to hold.
But that's, you know what? My hand is connected to my brain. How about that?
No, but I mean, everybody's going to have your information. Not only is it going to scan your number, but they'll know where you are. You'll be tracked and linked.
You want the government to step in at some point and say, hey, we want that technology first. It's not privatized, buddy. He's still got other stuff he needs to figure out first.
So you won't even need the number of the Mark of the Beast.
Oh. I don't like it. But regardless, you can get today's podcast. You can go to iTunes, Google Play, or text the word podcast at 72341 on your devil phone.
On your devil phone. That's the Carolina Vapor Mill text line at 72341.
Not
on
blowing
on your devil phone.
I'm not trying to blow that out of proportion, but that's after you think about it for a minute, that's really odd. Really, really weird stuff.
So what I'm saying is, what if it's just you won't even need your phone anymore? It's already going to be in your brain.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
God, man. Don't even leave the house. If you thought about it and you haven't in years, just stay on the couch. This world's not for you.
Get off social media also. By the way, we're getting ready to do Facebook fussing. You can watch it live at facebook.com/riseguys.
Yep.
See the sarcasm?
You can do that on social media on your devil phone.
On your devil phone. Rob Zombie sang about that. I don't know if you remember. Yeah, we're getting ready to do Facebook fussing. All new. You can watch it live again on Facebook Live. We're at facebook.com/riseguys. Getting ready to do it live right after this. It's the Rise Guys. Morning, everybody. Don't be scared.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3, The Planet Rock. Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. Real Facebook arguments. It's a social app on your devil phones. It's always watching you and listening to you.
If you ever doubt it, sometimes there'll be people saying, hey, that's me, that happened to me.
Hey, what?
No, fine. No.
Screenshot by you, the P1s. Names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. Scene one. Everybody had their scripts and everyone's
of course.
In
hope place. So. If they didn't, they'd be unprofessionals. Hell.
That's true. Scene one. Playing the role of Gerald will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Patrick will be Nine. Playing the role of Kayla will be freaking me. Playing the role of Pete will be Paige. And action.
Attention, attention. Anybody need a job? HMU, 1025 an hour in the burg.
Yeah, I saw Wing Blank is hiring Ted.
I don't need a job. I'm looking for someone who needs a job.
They're hiring two people at the plant where I work. I have the number if anybody needs it.
I'm trying to hire somebody not looking for a job.
Oh, I know you good. I'm just letting people know.
Yeah, I see you trying to steal people from working for me.
LOL, I'm just letting people know.
Well, I need to hire a hand and you need to shut the blank up on my post.
What? Seriously?
Damn right, seriously. You think I wouldn't be mad if I interviewed somebody and you waiting outside to hand them an application?
Dude, chill out. What if they can't work for you? What if they need different hours or want to do something else?
They can look some damn place else besides my post where I'm trying to hire a dude from a crew. Hell, you did it too. I'm trying to run a blank damn business.
Well, maybe if you paid more than make it Wing Blank, people would want to work for your angry old ass.
I'm offering better than 10 an hour to be my helper. What the blank? You want me to pay somebody? You want me to pay them more than I take home? I'm about to give them half the company too.
Look, I'm not trying to argue all day, but the plant where I work starts people at $17.50 per hour.
Well, I guess we all ought to be so damn lucky.
Tags Kayla. Hey, can I get that number?
Check your DM, sugar.
You're such a damn bitch right now. I told you knock it off, and now you're giving out the number on my post. You know what, blank you.
Man, you're crazy. Hell, if I pay more, I don't have to deal with this crazy blank every day. I'll go to the plant.
Well, you're a bitch, too. Go on. I mean, we do real men's work down here.
I mean, I guess so, but it's Tuesday afternoon, and all you've done is argue on FB.
Why don't you kiss my ass then? Nobody wants to work anymore. Bunch of damn snowflakes.
Oh, dude, get over it. Your $10 an hour gets you laughed out of blank filet. My brother works overnight cooking at Blankies. Makes damn near twice what you pay.
You know what? This is why people hire illegals.
What? Because they don't want to pay somebody?
Insane. Oh, man. That's so good. Who are you? What was the voice, Fat Boy?
I used to have an old customer when I fixed hot tubs named Gerald from Alabama, and he'd always call me up, my hot tub's not working, and I'm sore.
Okay, yeah, he had a little man. Bit of like Hank Hill to him, but like anger, yeah, more redneck was. Hank Hill.
I give you a good tip if you work me in tomorrow.
My hot tub won't work, and I'm sore?
He was an old guy, old Vietnam vet. He had well, to God have his hot tub.
Yeah.
He tipped me $100 every time.
Oh, that's good.
Dang.
I think he died.
Aww.
Sorry God for bless him.
That's terrible.
Did you go to the funeral?
I know. Yeah. Should have. We live in Shelby County.
We're doing Facebook fussing. We're live at facebook.com/riseguys. You can watch it all go live there. And if you listen to this later on the podcast, it'll still be there. Right, Jimmy?
The video. Podcast?
No, the video.
Oh, yeah, the video will still be there.
If they're listening to the podcast, you know, certainly it's there.
Yeah.
At some point, it'll get there. Scene two. Playing the role of Beth.
Beth.
Will be freaking me.
There you go.
Playing the role of Becky will be Paige. Playing the role of Barry will be Nine. And playing the role of Terry will be Fat Boy. And action. Well, it's over. We finally ran out of food and had to close a day early. I've been working here for 10 years and, well, I never thought it would close, but oh well. Time to move on, I guess. I'll never forget the friends that I've made working here. It's going to be sad for a while, but excited to see what happens to this place. So I'm officially looking if anybody hears anything. I can run a hot bar and a salad bar. Just can't run a real bar, though. I'm sad.
I heard about that on the news. I hate that happened, but I can't remember last time I've been there, honestly.
Boy, I remember last time. It was a few months ago. I've had a better food at a gas station rotisserie. Just saying.
Man, that's cold. I remember back in the day, it was pretty decent. Just moved an hour away from the area. Never go back. No. As far as I know, there's only one around.
Yeah, there's a reason for that, too. The damn Blankel House had more tender steaks in this place. If I wanted to chew on some leather, I'd go to Walmart and put a damn belt in my mouth.
OMG, I cannot believe what I'm seeing here. To each his own, I guess. I'm just going to miss seeing the same people on the same days of the week. You know, a lot of families are going to miss their favorite restaurant, and I'm going to be honest, I'm going to miss them too. I just hate to see it go.
Well, I hated to see it keep going.
Man, come on, Terry. A lot of people lost their jobs.
Well, it's obvious the chef lost his job 20 years ago, and they never replaced him. The place was so old that my great-great-grandpa saw Jesus at the salad bar one Sunday.
Look, Beth, I'll tag Becky in this. She manages a restaurant downtown, close to the one you worked at that's closing down. They're always hiring people. Can you help, Becky? Tags, you know, Becky.
You know what? We're always looking for someone who wants to work, someone with experience. We hire lunch and dinner shifts and are looking for people who can work in a competitive environment. It's busy during the fall, so if you think you can handle it, then come on down to Blanco's Blank House and Blanker Bar and ask for me, and I'll interview you on the spot.
Hang on. I wouldn't go there either.
Of course you'd chime in. So what the hell's wrong with this place?
Well, it's a little pricey to be where it is. The barbecue wasn't bad, but I had some banana pudding for dessert, and it tasted like it was made from gasoline. Those damn bananas were riper in a two-year-old boot.
Sir, if you have an issue, then maybe you can come in here and talk to me instead of putting it on Facebook.
Maybe you can stop putting gas in your pudding and quit trying to kill people.
Okay, then. Maybe you shut your blank damn mouth about our restaurant, and if you don't like it, then you don't you blank all the way off and go somewhere else. Because I promise you, according to Yelp and our books, we are doing just fine without you, so good luck to you, and go somewhere else.
Thank you so much. I'll be down there tomorrow as soon as you open, I guess.
Can't wait. Smiley emoji.
Wow, what a way to treat a customer. First you try to kill me with your nanner pudding, now you cuss me out on the internet. At least the steakhouse had an excuse. It was old as hell. Middle finger emoji.
Well, I mean, you did disparage the restaurant on social media for all to see. What'd you expect?
Hell, not much, I guess. Don't worry, I'll go somewhere else. The damn road in front of your restaurant's busted all to hell anyway.
Insane! Look at the text line. Wow.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
I mean, it was a big deal, man.
It was a big damn deal.
Yeah.
Big damn.
I never go that way anymore, so I didn't know that it was still there to, you know. But I am sad that it's gone.
Oh, you know, there's another place down there that closed down like a month or so ago. I didn't know it closed.
Yeah.
But I was going to go eat lunch one day with a buddy of mine. I was like, why are they closed at lunchtime on Saturday? Out of damn business.
Dropping like flies.
I know.
My favorite part was I can run a hot bar.
Rest in peace, Paul's Diner.
Can you run a carving station, though? That's what we need to know. Scene 3. Playing the role of Cody will be freaking me. Playing the role of Michelle, not Michelle or Michelle, it's Michelle, is Paige. Playing the role of Brian with an I will be 9.
Brian!
And playing the role of Hera, like Farrah with an H, Hera, also like the casino, will be Fatboy.
Woo!
And action. There's nothing in this world worse than a thief. Ain't no shame in my game. I brought this girl home last night from the bar. She decides to go home without saying a damn word at like 4 a.m. instead of waiting until morning. Like, who does that? And also, yeah, she took $35 out of my wallet. Sorry, ho. I didn't realize you were charging for your services. You'll have until dark to get my money back to me, or I'm going to call the law. That's all I'm saying.
Ah, damn, she wasn't worth $35? Is there a Yelp for prostitutes?
What a lowlife. Such repulsive behavior.
Hey, Cody, I'd do you for $20. Save some money and holler at me next time, boo.
Winky tongue emoji, winky tongue emoji, bags of money emoji.
Ha, you know, I just feel so nasty, like I was robbed by this biatch.
Oh, maybe she needed Uber money to get home and you just passed out.
Maybe she usually charges $40 and you got a deal?
both of you stop. Obviously, neither of you have been stole from. This is robbery or thief. Regardless, if she needed it to get home or home or not.
What's her name? Maybe we could find her on here.
Well, see, that's the other thing. Like, I don't know her name.
Okay, wait, hold up. You took a stranger home last night, had sex with her. She took $35 from you, and now you don't even know her name? This is a great story for the police. You're dumb. Please call 911 and record them laughing when you say all this to them.
But I'm saying, are you really going to call the cops over $35?
Yes, I am, Brain. It ain't the money, it's the point. She stole from me.
Look, it's Brian, okay? Brian. B-R-I-A-N, Brian. All my life, MF has been misspelling my name, Brain. I'm Brian.
Sorry, dude.
It's cool. And I'm sorry I accidentally picked up a hooker.
Insane.
It's Brain.
See, this is this is why we need a television show. The way the word prostitutes was spelled. Can we zoom in on that, Jim?
Yeah, we can.
It's like pasta, but there's an R, and then dash toots. Prostitutes.
Prostitutes.
And my shell. Like not yours.
Spaghetti farts. Prostitutes.
And Brain. I bet that does happen to people named Brian with an I alone.
Oh, it does.
People
Brain.
Call you Brain all the time. Yeah.
Like Brain. I said, $35.
$35 for Brian.
Maybe get serious for a moment. What you just heard was real. Real Facebook arguments. Screenshot by you, the P1s. Passive aggressively a lot of times. Names, though, have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
That was another edition of Facebook Fussing.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rock.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Bravo, they're still throwing roses at us from the sales pit.
Are they?
I mean the account executive's boardroom.
Well, that's a good feeling.
Thank you.
Raining roses.
Throw some petunias up here. I can take them to Mary.
Yeah. Petunias?
That's the ones I killed, remember? Oh, I mean, yeah. I let die while she was.
All right.
I knew what you did.
I knowed it. I don't knew nothing.
I knew it'd come out.
Well, speaking of that, there's a new study out there. Between who is stricter between your parents, your dad or your mom? Who do you believe is the one that?
Who's Don't answer that, Matthew.
Who's the pushover? Well,
hey baby.
According to this study, it found that moms tend to be stricter parents, and dads are more of a pushover, except when it comes to bad behavior and punishments. In the case, dad will of course come down harder on the kids.
Oh, then that's not. Then I disagree.
But the moms are stricter with just things in general, like things around the house, things that you need to do.
Church.
And 41% of the moms say that they have to be strict with their family, you know, and they're more strict with their family compared to 30% of the dad who is. And 60%.
Which 30% of the dad is strict?
The feet.
From the knees down.
I hope their dad ain't the rock.
Well, no, 30% of the dad does more of the punishment. So finally, when everything escalates, you usually send it to the dad, right? Wait till your dad gets home.
I mean, on TV shows.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in
general.
Look,
around here,
general,
that some bitch ain't coming back, and we know it.
In general, so 65% say neither person is a pushover, and they're both strict to some degree.
This is one long word. Some bitch ain't.
And that would be kind of like, you know, in my household in general, because my dad, you don't want to cross my dad, and you don't want to make my mom angry either, because you'll be punished.
So. Which one was it?
I think they were equally as bad.
All right.
I can tell you just for me, I'm not really a disciplinarian. I just can't do it.
Really?
I know it's unfair to my wife, but I can't do it. Like, you got to deal with most of the, you just got to take it, man. You have to take
you paint the picture that's the way with most things at the house, though. I'm not saying that's the way it is, but you kind of, like, you don't even remember your dog's name. Or didn't.
Had
to think about it for a moment.
You know, because sometimes your dad will, don't tell mom we're doing this.
Yes.
Do you live where you live, Fat Boy? Do you really live there?
Man, you're getting too deep. I can't reveal everything.
Fat Boy lives at Area 51.
Yeah. Paige. Don't come to my house.
In my house, I don't want to call my daddy the pushover, but he was like, he was, he understood the point of view more. And I think because I was, I was a boy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Angel may not agree with that, but it, from that kind of standpoint, yeah.
And like, maybe he understood a lot of the stuff that you would get in trouble for and why you got in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like when he locked you in the car and things like that. I mean, I don't think, maybe he didn't tell your mom about that.
No, he didn't. Even though she was asleep in the house, she had no idea that I was drunk and locked in the car. Think about it.
No. Yeah, I got a little tool for you, Fatty.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember your dog's name's Abby because it rhymes with Flabby, and that's you, Fatso. Get out of my office, you twit.
So, in general, Mom, they're stricter about homework, going to bed, watching TV, playing games, cleaning your plate, eating all your... all your food and not eating too much junk food and then, you know, all the other things in the house.
What about
did you clean your room?
What about how were the nines, the parents, nine? Which one was the disciplinarian with your mom and dad?
Neither one, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, neither one.
As a homeschool, though, as a homeschooled student.
Yes.
You did that also. You taught yourself that also.
For the most part.
Like if you didn't do your homework,
yeah,
you didn't do it.
What if you got a bad grade? Yeah. Who do you?
He would sit there and hit himself with a ruler in the hand.
Yeah.
So what about anybody in the room when you had people staying over? So I didn't want that to happen because that was a sign of how strict your parents were because you still had a bedtime. Like when you have buddies over, you want to stay up all night until you pass out.
Yeah, I'd stay up till the sun came up playing video games.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. We had to go to bed still. And I'm like, I don't want to have anybody over.
Yeah.
I'll get clowned because we had to go to bed early on a Friday night.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
8 o'clock?
Like 10?
My mom was the one who, she would tell me, hey, clean these toys up. And you'd be like, yeah, whatever. I'm a kid. You ain't going to do anything about it because, it's like that. But then eventually that one day after like 6 months of not doing anything about it, and there was no, discipline involved. It's just she'd throw them all away.
Damn.
That happened a couple times.
You know what?
One time all my wrestlers got thrown away when I was a kid.
It actually happened. See, it was always threatened, but, never actually happened.
Oh, yeah. My mom would, finally step on one, and they'd get, Sting's elbow in the foot.
Uh-oh.
And then she'd throw them all away. All the ones that I left out, she'd throw them all out.
Damn.
Gosh. But there'd be no consequences for months and months of this, and then finally she'd just have enough and throw them all away.
She had a bad day and came home, and that was,
yeah, then she threw them all away.
Oh, it's traumatic.
And
it was kind of. I still miss those toys, man. I want them back now.
That's better than getting in trouble with your parent, and it's either the belt or something else,
mm-hmm.
A spanking.
Yeah, looking back on it as a kid or as a grown man now or even when I was a kid, I probably would have rather have, got the belt a time or two for not picking up after myself than to have all my stuff thrown away.
Yeah.
Probably would have been preferable.
Is it belt family, though?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Mine was. That was terrible.
Mine was somewhat whatever was handy in that it would be a belt. It would be fly swatter. And, dude, with the fly swatter, I was a big kid, so the swat of the fly swatter, my butt would catch some of the actual metal handle.
And when you said that, that's why I said my parents are equal, because my mom was the one that would use other things than the belt, and that was the dad thing.
Yeah.
Because my mom hit me with a brush one time.
What about school? I got paddled in school, 5th grade, real bad.
They paddled at school, but I never got it there.
I didn't either.
It was a big paddle that had holes drilled in through it.
Our principal kept his on the desk, and it was wrapped in black electrical tape.
Yeah.
It hurt. God, it hurt. That's a good thing they stopped doing.
I agree with that. Yeah.
It said soul
pole. I support
on
the
it.
Tasing, but not the
tasing.
Not the paddle.
Goodness. Yeah.
I grew up with the kind of childhood where if you get hurt, it's such an inconvenience for somebody else that they wind up mad at you because you got hurt. That's kind of how it was.
You're in the hospital now.
Yeah, I was at my grandma's house, and she had the old rotary phone up on top of this tall china cabinet. So I tripped over the cord, and the phone got yanked off on top of my head. She was pissed at me for busting my head open on her phone.
Oh, my God.
She was furious.
Now I got to take you to the emergency room.
Or somebody just tuned in and just heard the last part.
No, look at the text. Guys, listen to this. You think it was so bad. Look at it from this point of view. I'm 17, summer going into my senior year, and both my parents are on disability.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I get it, because they're there all the time. I thought he meant like,
yeah,
oh.
Yeah, that would be rough.
Oh, man. Wow.
That would.
What is it?
We got hit with.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wow. Hmm.
Fishing pole with no eyes.
My grandma, my daddy almost wore it as a badge of honor that my grandma broke a broom over his head.
Really?
A broom.
You know, somewhere around here, somebody's mom or dad got real mad at him and took a giant wooden spoon off the dining room wall and used it as a paddle.
Oh, my God.
Oh, ow.
Somebody texting their parents made them break their own toys.
Yeah, I see that too, man. That's
worse
rough.
Than throwing them away.
That's mean.
Yeah, that's that man, that would cause nightmares.
You're going to break your Stretch Armstrong, man. If you, I'm going to get on one side of the room, you're going to get on the other.
Let me play with them. I'll eventually break them anyway.
I would have been out there with a knapsack over my shoulder walking down the railroads with me and Dusty and Sting and Rick Rude and everybody.
Yeah.
Road Warriors.
Go retrieve them.
I'll leave in town.
Yeah.
Makes you throw them away, and then you go find them.
I stole Angel's Easy Bake Oven. I'm going to eat.
Oh, no.
That'd be the first. I just souped it up, though.
Oh, man. Parents were... It seems to me parents, like, in a way, are better now than they were then.
Hopefully.
They just don't understand.
I don't often see parents, like, yelling at the kid because the kid got hurt anymore.
Huh.
But it used to be, I wasn't the only one, man. I wasn't the only one at all.
Yeah. It happens.
You were a dumbass if you got hurt. Stupid waste of my time.
God.
Not ever. Are you okay? It's like, what'd you do now?
A lot of people got more sensitive to their kids.
It's awful. Well, a city is now playing certain songs to on loop to keep the homeless people away.
Okay, I'm sorry. We just got a text that I shot my son's iPad. Used a silencer, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Good Lord. Let
me tell him happy.
I hope you videoed it in slow-mo.
Oh,
that'd be awesome.
It's not working, Daddy.
That's not funny.
That's a lot of money, though.
Anyway, sorry.
All right. No, that's okay.
What about homeless
people? He's trying to cover up the fact he was laughing at homeless people.
That's not funny. West Palm Beach, Florida. I imagine they have a problem with homelessness, and they want to stop homeless people from sleeping on a patio downtown. So they had this brilliant strategy, playing children's songs like Baby Shark and Raining Tacos on loop all night.
Whoa,
long.
Man. I don't know that one.
I'm not familiar.
What is Raining Tacos, Paige?
I was hoping that
Man,
find Raining Tacos
if me Mania over here, 9 to my left, doesn't know it, this must be something that hasn't.
I guess it's for kids, man. You know, I don't know anything about kids at all.
I got to sit through a couple ads real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, it would make you go probably bonkers.
So, and that's what they do is.
Whoa. This goes for 10 hours.
Oh, man. I'd get my life together. I'd get in a halfway house. I'd start stacking. I would start grinding hard, hustling.
I love it!
I would get away from that. But what about the people that live nearby in the lofts?
What are they going to do then? Well, one of the people, a homeless man, says, it don't bother me. I still lay down there, and it's on and on and on, the same songs. And, you know, what are you going to do? I guess you might
That's get creepy,
used to it and
man.
Go to sleep.
Like, that one's worse than the Baby shark song.
Well, slow it down. 12 in a row, tacos.
What's up, Burger King?
That's been a hard song to write.
Oh, man. Yeah. This is reminding me of a video game. I can't place it.
Can I give you another parent text that just came in?
About the things you got struck with as a child?
No, this is a guy talking about his son. He said, I tossed my son's phone in the river because I got a new phone. He complained to his mom that he gets a new blank and phone every couple months, and I'm stuck with this piece of blank. So his piece of blank is in the Packlet River.
Damn. My goodness.
That's messed up.
I wonder if find somebody who blew one up with Tannerite because they got pissed off with
oh
their kid.
Oh, my gosh.
Give him a golden apple.
That is the ultimate parent losing it, wouldn't it be? I mean, my gosh. Who has that on hand, though? Nobody. Do you think?
I hid your cell phone under one of those homeless people. Find it.
Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you, Paige.
You're welcome.
It's raining tacos.
Oh, man, that's weird. All right, we're going to take
weird,
a break. What now?
It's oddly bad.
It's oddly bad. You're absolutely right. We're going to take a break. More Rise Guys right after this. Morning, everybody.
Mornings with the Rise Guys.
Love them. They're hilarious. They entertain me on the drive to work.
And 93-minute rock blocks all day.
Good music is everything else is terrible.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.